Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So there are many of you that have actually gone back to work. You've gotten back into the office. You actually love your job. You get along with your boss, but you can't wait to go back remote because of your coworkers. Your coworkers drive you crazy. And so I'm asking you, because I see these lists and I see these surveys of what people hate. Let's talk about it now. What is the most, or what are the most annoying things your coworkers do? Now, the only answer I am not going to accept is somebody listening to the Dr. Dahlia Show in the middle of work. That absolutely is fine. There is no problem with anybody listening to my show at work. I don't even care if it's the OR. My show is fine. It's OR friendly. It's classroom friendly. That's okay. But, you know, I can tell you what I've been annoyed by. I'll walk into the women's restroom and it'll be completely full of hairspray. I'll walk in and it's all hairspray and body spray and perfume that somebody just, you know, I like the little, like, you know, just try to spray it on. But this whole 1980s Aquanet thing, no. I also have a really, really tough time when if somebody puts something in the microwave in the student lounge or in the lounge or the teacher lounge or the work lounge, that really reeks. And so you want to get away and eat. You want to sit down and it stinks because they made something with cauliflower. Another thing that is always kind of frustrating is if I do ever have time for lunch, you know, and I'm able to like take a few seconds away and I'm like, I could use this time now to microwave. And I run to where I could microwave and there's just somebody standing there. Yeah, and they'll be nice, they'll smile. But they'll be standing in front of the microwave like, this is mine for the next 10 minutes. So I'm trying to look around and see, well, how many minutes are left on what they're microwaving. And I can't because they're standing right in front. And you don't want to say, excuse me, I just want to know how much longer so I could time when to come back or if I should just stand here. Is it worth my time to just stand in line? And then somebody behind you is, oh, I'm in line. I just chose to sit down. So then you have to now scour the room and go, okay, hey guys, who's in line for the microwave? And then five arms lift. So you're like, okay, forget it. Then I am done with that. Another thing that I think is very irritating for many of us are these emails where you reply all and now you get to your email and there's probably 17 emails on the same subject in your inbox, and you don't know which one you're supposed to read because some of these reply alls are thank you, will do. And you're like, okay, well, we'll do what? Where's the original email? And I don't like to have to scroll down one email to read it all. I don't have the patience for that. And sometimes you'll get an email that'll say, please read below and see the email thread. Once somebody tells me to follow an email thread, I'm like, oh, God, no, please. Another thing I don't like, especially in the medical realm, is somebody bringing up something that should be private in email. And now you're afraid to click on it or open it because you think you're going to violate HIPAA. Now that you're, so you don't want to comment on it. So you're like, okay, do I start a new thread? do I? And then on the flip side, you might have coworkers who don't want anything in writing, so they'll call you. So there's no evidence of the conversation they have. And so you're getting phone calls when you don't really want the phone calls, but they don't want to. You're like, just text me, just email me. But they don't want to do that because they don't want to put it in writing. Okay, well, okay, so maybe if you don't want to put it in writing, maybe slip me a little, I don't know. I don't know what to tell them to do. Another thing that I get a little frustrated by is I don't need credit. You know, when credit is due, I don't need credit, but I don't want to be in trouble when I actually should be getting credit. So oftentimes somebody will say, you know, did you respond to my email? And I'm like, well, yeah, I did. You didn't see it? Now, I want to respond. Will you please check your email? I don't have time to sit here and go back and search when I sent it for you. Just do your job. And I know they're being lazy. They don't want to go back and do a search. So it's just easier for them to say, did you get my email? Did you respond? So now what I have to do is go back, find where I responded, and then forward it to them. But what's hard is you either have to copy and paste the forward, or I just send them a new email saying, did you get this email? Did you get this? And then I'm wondering, well, why the hell didn't they get it the first time? Another thing I don't like is people are putting exclamation points, urgency, on the message. So, meaning you have to drop everything and read their message. And then it's absolute bullcrap. It wasn't even worthy of that exclamation point. Okay, I'm not trying to be too critical, but for those of you that do this stuff, come on, stop it, all right? You know, why are you putting an urgent, it's almost like they feel like none of their emails are being read, so they just have to put urgent on everything. Look, if it's coming from you, I will always take every email as urgent, all right? I'm not going to blow off your emails. But they think I blew off their emails because they forgot to look that I sent them a message. And so, and if I try to say, look, can you check your spam folder? Can you please go back on the date you sent it and see my response? Sometimes I just want to say, yep. Yep, what? Yep, I read and responded to your email. Y-E-P or Y-U-P. Yup. And that's what I think I'm going to start doing. I know people are going to say, I have a coworker that says yup. Yeah. Yup. 1-877-DOT-DELLY. Don't go away.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad, our producer. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So there was a TikTok influencer. His name is Lionel Moreno. Goes by LitoOfficial25. According to Daily Mail, he appears to be a Venezuelan migrant, and he is advising undocumented immigrants or illegal immigrants that under U.S. law, if a house is not inhabited, we could seize it. And apparently, people are figuring out how to squat and how to do so and make almost a career out of it. Depending on the state you're in, if the owner of the property does not make a claim within 10 days, within 30 days, you can be there for an extended period of time. Of course, depending on state laws and how the courts play out. And so I think there are a lot of homes, a lot of rental properties, a lot of, you might have a family member who passed away, and that home might be in probate. Finally, the will gets read. One of you, one of the children or the grandchildren, learn that they could get control of the house, even though the grandparents or whoever was living there was in a nursing home or an assisted facility, so wasn't technically in the house, only for you to go to that house, now, month, 2 months later, finding locks change, somebody's in it. And if you're past the certain windows, you're stuck. Well, originally I was naive, and I thought those doing it were individuals who were homeless, just needed some temporary shelter from a storm, a tornado. And more over the years, you're seeing people are not only taking over the property, but renting it out, renting out rooms. And you're the one paying on the property taxes. You're the one paying on the mortgage. And people are asking for help. I didn't think that migrants or illegal immigrants or refugees were going to now be educated on the process. And of course, as many people are coming in, not legally and sneaking across the border, they're going to need a home. They're going to need a place to camp out. And we have a lot of homes. People say we have a housing shortage. I think it might be the opposite. I think a bunch of people bought up homes for rental properties. They can't rent them, so they're sitting vacant. Well, somebody's going to vacate it or unvacate it. So Lionel Moreno is referring to squatters' rights or adverse possession laws, which is a common law principle that allows an illegal inhabitant to acquire ownership of a property based on continuous occupation without the legal owner's consent. So he says he has friends that have already taken over 7 homes. And he said the only way for migrants to not live in the streets or to be a public burden is to seize and invade abandoned properties. Now, what's abandoned to one person is in escrow to another, is in probate, is, you know, being renovated. And so this video has gone viral, and people are asking for the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security to take action, saying that Mr. Moreno was promoting terrorism. So squatters' rights laws exist in all states, but it has started to spark a crisis because, and this always happens, you have people that take advantage. And you also have serial squatters who are overtaking homes. And now families can't live in their own. They might go away for a period of time, come back. They might go on a tour of duty, come back, and now the home is possessed by somebody else. And so seeing him, he says, podemos invade una casa en USA que opinan de esa nueva ley. So he's telling people in Spanish what to do. And using the term invade. Moreno, we believe, is in a suburb of Columbus, Ohio, with their partner and infant daughter. And I don't want anybody living on the street. But there has to be a very simple, easy way to address this. I mean, if you come to your property and say, look, there's people here, you would think it would be trespassing. You would think it would be a crime. You contact the police so you don't get involved. And then the police ask the people to leave. People will say, oh, I have a lease. I have proof. And I don't know if it's doctored up. I don't know if it's an old lease. Another issue that some squatters are doing is they were tenants, but they just stopped paying rent. The eviction moratorium kind of helped ease this sort of little scam in. And even though the eviction moratorium existed because the government said we couldn't go to work, so they didn't want people being thrown out of their homes, but people stopped paying rent. So now you have individuals not paying rent. Well, you should be able to evict them. You would think it would be that simple now that the eviction moratorium has ended. But squatters' rights laws vary. And there are loopholes where people could occupy and take over the property. It is a form of trespassing. But, you know, New York State, squatters who occupy a property openly and adversely for 10 uninterrupted years can make an adverse possession claim. But what we're hearing is these processes can happen even with a short period of time. In New York City, squatters are granted rights after 30 days. Landlords have to start an eviction proceeding, but if these proceedings take a while and cost money and you're now not able to afford your house, you could actually lose it. So, you know, there are, I guess, individuals that are known as squatter hunters. For example, Flash Shelton founded Squatter Hunters in California. News Nation Now says he is helping California homeowners fight squatting. It's a Southern California man. They are hunting down, removing squatters from their properties. He is self-described as an anti-squatter activist. He has assembled a team known as the Squatter Hunters to confront and clear out criminals who have taken over other people's houses. His mission began after his father died in 2019 as he was helping his mother sell the home. Seven strangers moved in with their furniture and refused to leave. After learning about squatters' rights, he learned how to navigate the complicated system. And he knows how to work with law enforcement. So it's not that they're going to strong arm. It's that they know how to do this. Now, apparently, it's costly. They say his services cost with clearing and cleaning ranging from $5,000 to $20,000. But a lot of people say it's worth it because the cost of squat, and it's ridiculous that this is what we're talking about. It's absolutely ridiculous that this is an issue. You know, we have laws to protect homeowners. We have laws to protect landlords. We have laws to protect individuals. What is it? There's that doctor in California where he rented out a room or one of his casitas and the person won't leave. And they're on his property. And they won't leave. I mean, there's also safety issues. And so I'm of the thinking, okay, don't rent anything out. Don't purchase a property. I know that's not the answer, but how many people have Airbnbs and VRBOs? And these are things that squatters are taking advantage of. But what bothers me is that there is an actual scam. There's an actual plan, a plotting. And now migrants are being told to do that, to come in and take over a home. And I don't want anybody homeless. I don't want anybody out in the cold, out of the heat, out in bad weather. But, you know, there's a process and there are laws. You can't just take somebody's car. You can't take somebody's property. This is America. I mean, we don't want the government to seize our property. Why are we allowing anybody else to? They said, new videos of the squatter hunter and his team confronting squatters have racked up a lot of views. They say recent squatting incidents in the Hollywood Hills made news after police cleared a mansion where squatters were producing content for OnlyFans. I mean, you know, it doesn't sound like these people are completely destitute. It sounds like some of these people are taking advantage. 1-877-DOCDOLLY.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
USA News Update. House Speaker Mike Johnson had a long discussion with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, the Louisiana Republican reaffirming unwavering support for Israel and expressed significant disagreement with Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer's recent critique of the Prime Minister. The Federal Reserve has decided to keep interest rates stable for now. Nevertheless, the central bank has hinted at three upcoming cuts sometime this year. These cuts would mark the first decrease since the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic in 2020. With another possible government shutdown looming, lawmakers have put together a $1.2 trillion government funding package with over 1,000 pages of legislative text. They're working to get that passed ahead of Friday's deadline. Corey Myers, USA News.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. These allergies are ridiculous. I want to enjoy the spring, but I can't. I get allergies. I tell you, spring is some of the most beautiful weather. Can't. That's why I like the fall. I cannot stand having allergies, but I'm fortunate. My allergies, when I get allergies, are mostly runny nose. I'll get some itchy eyes, but there are many individuals who have chronic hives, itching, skin, itches, and hives could be caused by a whole variety of things. But we have a recent study saying that the Moderna COVID vaccine may increase one's risk for chronic hives. And hives is this dermatological condition and allergic response you get where you're very itchy, you may welt up on your skin. It could turn into something more serious if you start to have swelling of the tongue or difficulty breathing or swelling of the throat. But most hives are areas and swaths of your body that get very itchy. And this is an interesting study. This is being reported by Dagens News. And it's a press release coming out of Denmark, where The Danish Medicines Agency is saying that a side effect of the Moderna COVID vaccine, known as Spikevax, may result in chronic hives. They looked at 360 European cases, and they assessed a probable connection in 58 of them, and a possible connection in 228 of them. Meaning when they looked at all the other reasons why the person could have gotten hives, yep. Probable means greater than 50%, like probability. Possible means less than 50% probability, meaning, well, you know, yeah, there could have been other things, but, well, there's a 50% possibility that it could be then the Moderna vaccine. And so I find this fascinating but not shocking because I've had many more patients call in with hives. And it doesn't necessarily happen after your first shot. So they think that it's more common after your third. They say most cases of the chronic hives began 7 to 13 days after the third vaccine dose, meaning the booster. Team leader at the Danish Medicines Agency, Martin Zell Larsen, said that these results are preliminary. Further studies are going to continue to see if there is an actual connection. So when they see possible, when they say possible, they say that there's a likelihood it could be caused by the vaccine. When it's probable, it's even more highly likely. So they say it is concluded that individuals who have received the Moderna booster have three times the risk of developing chronic hives compared to the general population. Young men at particularly high risk. So this is interesting. Now, as you know, how did the Moderna vaccine work? Well, it was a piece of mRNA, a piece of genetic material in a liposome, kind of in a fat molecule, lipoprotein envelope, gets introduced into your body. The cells absorb it, get this mRNA information. The mRNA tells the cell team, the foreman, not the DNA. The DNA gets to stay out of it, but it tells the cytoplasm, or the foreman, this is the work you have to do. Here's your instructions. And the foreman's like, do I need to wake up big boss? Nope, DNA's out of it. You just do whatever the mRNA says. So the mRNA says to build up these little spike proteins. The workers make them. The cell exhibits them, exudes them, so then the immune system learns them. And when the new COVID when the actual COVID virus comes, your body is already primed to be able to fight it. This is different from the DNA vaccines, where the piece of DNA comes and talks to the big boss. The DNA converts with the big DNA, and then they're like, all right, well, let me make, you know, the messenger RNA, let me make the instructions for my foreman. They make it, and then the cytoplasm does the work to help make the spike proteins. So men have been at higher risk of myocarditis with these vaccines, especially Moderna. And we've also seen men at higher risk of the cytokine storm if they got COVID. Now, remember we spoke early on how people always say men are babies when they get sick. They're not babies. I feel that women may have a less traumatic response to some illnesses because of an evolutionary role they play, where they still have to breastfeed and mother and do what they need to in the animal kingdom. But when men get sick, it might actually be worse. Now, it's not that they're being babies. It's just their response might be worse. And we saw this, evidence to this, where the cytokine storm was much more profound in men. And we saw this with the myocarditis risk, where the inflammation of the heart that happened after some individuals got the vaccine would primarily affect men more than women. And so it's interesting that the chronic hives may be affecting men more than women, meaning something is causing a dramatic response in the man's immune system. Now, what does that do to you? Are chronic hives bad for you? Well, hives are inflammation. Inflammation could lead to cancer, could lead to heart disease. I'm not saying any of the vaccine or the side effects will make you have cancer, but you don't want chronic inflammatory states. You don't want to be having chronic hives. What is chronic hives? Well, where you're itching, where you might be able to subside it and make it quiesce with some Benadryl or some Claritin or a steroid, and then it comes back, and then you itch somewhere else or you welt up somewhere else. You know, that sort of inflammatory state, why is your body being so primed? And then are you going to be more prone to cytokine storm later or another sort of serious immune reaction? Or is it also suppressing your ability to fight the real stuff? We don't want you fighting your body and getting all worked up when there's nothing to really fight. But if your body's doing it, it means there's something in your body that's annoying it. Or there's a complete dysregulation of your immune response and your histamine release and leukotriene release. So what is it? Is it that there are things floating in your system? Or is it that your system is off? And so these sort of mRNA vaccine, this technology is a fascinating technology. We've been using it for a while prior to COVID vaccines. But we have to, I don't think we completely understand all the ramifications of it. And if it is linked to chronic hives, and here we are years after that booster, because they were talking about three Moderna shots. So everybody got their first two. I got Pfizer, but whoever got Moderna got their first two because it was mandated, which was the most ridiculous thing I could have ever fathomed America would do. But because it was mandated in 2021, early 2021, then they told us to get boosters at the end of 2021, 2022. Here we are 2 years later, two, 3 years later, and people are having hives. The other thing, too, is I don't think it's very healthy to chronically be on steroids to manage these hives or to chronically be on antihistamines. Now, other things that could cause chronic hives are other autoimmune issues, genetics. You could get chronic hives because you have liver disease. But this is interesting because I've seen people have liver-induced issues after they got the vaccine. So maybe... And again, you could also have all these issues from COVID. I mean, COVID could also be in your system causing problems too. But I wonder if the pathophysiology of this is it disrupted or something got into the liver and now the liver is, you know, creating this pruritic condition. So we have a lot more studies that need to be done. The 1-877 Down Sally, don't go away.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure?
then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, being a doctor, I had to pass multiple tests. I had to pass multiple boards, and I passed them all the first time. I passed my step one, I passed my step two, I passed my step three, I passed my research, and as a physician, passing the boards is crucial. It's crucial. For your patients, it's crucial for your medical board. I do have some mixed feelings on the boards and how they need to be done, but I pass them. Not easy, but it is. I need my patients to know that I didn't cheat to get through school. I didn't just read Cliff's notes. I didn't, have copies of old tests. I had to study. And I had to retain the information, and still, even though I'm getting older, I'm still able to retain the information necessary to practice medicine within the standard of care. Okay? Well, lawyers have something similar, but they have one major test that they have to, is a major hurdle, and it's the bar. And passing the bar is not easy. I don't know what the statistics are. 10 to 20% of law students may not pass the bar initially. And the bar is, these are fail safes to make sure that somebody didn't get in based on who they knew or somebody donating or some other quota or whatever. It made sure that whether you had legacy or quota or whatever, you know, whatever allowed you to get in, you know, you have the stuff. You studied, you passed the test. Now there's a standardized test because we know some teachers will give A's, you know, just for, you know, being cute. And some will give A's because they're tired and they, you know, and so it allows there to be a standardization of what law is. Well, apparently there's been a lot of public figures who failed the bar their first time. They still went on to become very successful. And so people are now reconsidering, is the bar necessary? States like Oregon and Washington are now allowing paths for law students to not have to take the bar, citing that the bar is discriminatory and it marginalizes people. Well, who has failed the bar and still have gone on to do really well? Well, according to JD Advising, President FDR failed the New York bar exam the first time he took it. He later retook it and passed it in 1907. First Lady Michelle Obama failed the bar first time. She graduated from Harvard Law. Harvard. You would think nobody would fail coming out of Harvard. She did, but she went on to practice intellectual property law, and then she became First Lady. John F. Kennedy Jr. failed the bar exam twice. JFK. Then went on to serve as New York City District Attorney. I think everybody retook it and passed. Hillary Clinton, former First Lady, former presidential candidate. She, they say, was never able to pass the bar in D.C., but she did pass the Arkansas bar and held a corporate legal career before turning to public service. Kathleen Sullivan, former Dean of Stanford Law, failed the California bar before going on and passing it. Kamala Harris failed the bar. She failed the California bar exam, retook the exam, passed, and then went on to become Attorney General, then Senator, and now is Vice President. Jerry Brown failed the California bar exam before serving as 34th and 39th governor. Governor Pete Wilson, California, failed the bar three times, they say, but he did pass on the fourth attempt. David Patterson, Governor Deval Patrick, Congressman Harold Ford Jr., New York Mayor Ed Koch, also. I mean, the list could go on. Now, I'm not a lawyer, and I'm not a law student. And from what I understand, many law students do fail the bar. Not the biggest deal. They retake it. So then, as states are starting to look at, do we really need to have the bar? You know, is it really that controversial? I mean, look at the Supreme Court. My guess is all those individuals have passed the bar. And I don't understand how some of them interpret the law. I just don't get it. I mean, I am seeing very high up legal entities. And how the hell did they pass the bar? And so, you know, are we using the wrong standards? Or are these the right standards and we're trying to make things easier for people? You know how they've talked about making medical school shorter and easier so we get more doctors? Okay, we don't need pulses. We just don't need, it's not that we need hands. We actually need, you know, people who are experienced in this. So just going back and looking at what's happening in Washington State, and I apologize, I believe what they're going to do is add, well, in Oregon, multi-day test in Oregon, they're allowing law students to have another option, which would include a supervised practice portfolio examination. So you could go one route that takes a test. The other is 675 hours of practice under the supervision of a licensed Oregon attorney. Now, is the attorney a buddy? Is the attorney a family member? And then you have to do a portfolio of your work comprised of 8 different projects. Sounds like a lot of work for the bar, for the for the law boards to have to do. I you would think it would be just easier to look at a test score, but I do like the idea of there being a sort of practical aspect of it. I don't think answering tests A, B, C, D, E, all of the above, none of the above, this doesn't sound right, always go for C because it's the most common, or do abacaba, duh, which is if you never know what to do on the test, just do abacaba, duh, in terms of your letters. I like the idea of there being practicality. We used to have practical exams. Well, they got rid of some of them in COVID. And in the past, they got rid of them because it just took too much work. So Washington State is now following suit, figuring out a way where people could skip the bar. The Washington Supreme Court adopted changes, and they say the changes were based on recommendations by a task force that said that the traditional bar exam was disproportionately and unnecessarily blocking marginalized groups from law practice, and that the exam is best minimally effective for ensuring competent lawyers. So they also lowered the passing score from 270 to 266. And so the lower cutoff, I think, was done in COVID, and now they're, and so we did that during COVID. We allowed more people to pass. We allowed lower guidelines. I mean, I want my lawyer competent, but I've seen lawyers pass the bar, and I've still seen incompetence, just like doctors. I've seen doctors pass their boards, and I've seen them do stupid things. So, maybe we do need to rethink how this is done. I don't like the idea of lowering the scores or lowering the standards, but I've heard that some of these boards need to do that because there's not enough people passing. If you don't have enough people passing, they have to curve it. And when you do a curve, it'll then allow more people to pass. I don't get it. It's just there's a right answer and a wrong answer. And I think what needs to be done is, all right, what are the basics that everybody needs to know and master? I don't like these exams that do trick questions or ask esoteric things. That's not very realistic. Now, I get that that might allow somebody to go, whoa, if they got that score, then they really must be, very well educated or very well read. But I think you do need to have standards and proof that you are maintaining those standards. It's just, I don't know if the standardized tests are exactly the right way to do things, because we see individuals still do bad law, bad medicine. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight, At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.